Good Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Heading up to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter rock and roll. And honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown L.A. haze, and I just want you back by my side.
Oh man, what a weirdly appropriate, perfect song for today. Monday, Labor Day, and it's the day we have to report on the passing of Jimmy Buffett. My goodness, what a legend. I mean, man. 437-1620, 437-1620. It is Labor Day. Happy Labor to you. It's the day we celebrate work by not doing it.
Most of us.
All your firemen are working today. You know, well, what if they're on shift? You know, your EMS working, your cops are working, your nurses are working. You know, they don't. You know, it's funny. Until you kind of get around those folks a lot, you tend to forget that there's a whole lot of people that don't get those same vacation days.
Oh,
it doesn't work that way.
Yeah. When Darren was in the hospital, it was like, man, that place, that they just keep on running.
You know, it's like farmers. You know, we're gonna have Ryan Jenkins on at 7:35 for his monthly.
That's
You know, which holiday farmers get to take off? None of them, because
not even Christmas.
If you're doing corn and soybeans and, or in his case, peanuts and cotton, guess when the peanuts and cotton don't need tending? Never, always, the 7 days a week, and especially like if you're a pig farmer, a dairy farmer, cattle rancher, when do the animals not need care? Well, that's the day you can take off, and when you find the day the animals don't need care. Hey, Pensacola City Council is having an interesting conversation. This is a little while ago now, about 2 weeks ago. But they were having a conversation about, how we just finished the skate park, just opened it up this year. Big success, huge. Like, the problem with the skate park is too many people want to be there too long in the day. Like, that's a good problem to have. So Casey Jones, one of the big supporters of the skate park project, had brought a different idea to the Pensacola City Council, I said about 2.5 weeks ago. Is it on? Weird.
There was a plan in place to put these skate spots, which were kind of like mini skate parks and different parks around the city. So people, right now we have a great amenity downtown with our huge skate park. But this would be an opportunity for people to stay within their neighborhoods or somewhere that they don't have to travel far.
Yeah, and so what he's talking about is taking some of the regional or even neighborhood parks that they've got and developing what he calls skate spots, which is, having a couple of features, having, wouldn't cost all that much money to do it, but you would add skateboarding as something that you could do in these areas, or, maybe BMX biking, it would be a very limited tricks that you could do, but to these regional or neighborhood parks instead of just the one big one downtown.
Yeah, just wanted to kind of get the conversation started again. I think...
This is John Schell.
I've been meeting a lot of kids at the skate park that are skating or riding their bikes a long way to get to the skate park. There were some kids there the other day. They got there about 8 a.m. I was there 8 or 9 p.m. and they were asking for a ride. And drove them all the way to the west side over on Q Street, and they were getting ready to ride their bikes. All the way back home.
That's a long way for kids who are riding their bikes on streets that we all recognize are not particularly safe, for even adults, let alone for kids. It's one thing to have a great amenity at a location, but then how do the kids get to that location? Well, that's a fair challenge. That's kind of the thing that they're looking at. Is there a way we can make the city have more opportunity for kids where they don't have to be traveling so far? They're talking about out on the beach at the park owned by the county right across from the fire station next to the church there that has the skating rink in it, the roller skating rink in it, that maybe, they could put a little skate park in there as well. That, it's great to have a skate park in Pensacola, but if you live out on the beach, that's still a half hour away, right? That's, kind of a long ways. So John Schell says, interestingly, they came to me with this kind of request, And it was kind of funny because it was Casey Jones talking about somebody from Jared Moore's district asking him, which is always funny. You feel like it's the kids, you know, dad says no and the mom says yes. It's kind of how it always feels, you know, when somebody from somebody else's district comes and asks you for a favor.
Today is really just kind of about getting the conversation started. I think Councilman Jones had he had an idea for a location, and he couldn't talk to Councilman Moore. It's in his district without doing it in this kind of public forum, so.
Yeah, thank you.
About that.
And also, you know, I have no idea how anybody up here feels about it until we have a chance to talk about it in public. So
Casey wants to put one in Jared's district. It's kind of why this is funny. And this theme continued. It was actually kind of hilarious. Tanya Day Broughton.
Well, thank you. And since this has started, and he mentioned Council Members Moore's district, someone came to me about Council Member Wiggins' district and asked for a roller skate. Somewhere to roller skate.
So Tanya Day Broughton says somebody came to her about the lawyer in Wiggins' district. And then Charles Bear, never one to not get in on the fun.
Councilman Bear.
Thank you, Mr. President. Oh, and a couple of residents came to me about a park in Councilwoman Brayer's. but it had nothing to do with the skate park or skate elements or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know if he was just making that up to be funny or not, but I thought it was entertaining. You know, it was a little bit of a joke. But it makes sense to me as long as the cost is not too high. I mean, goodness, we spend like $300,000 on these play structures, you know, what you used to call a jungle gym, a monkey bars, all that kind of stuff. $275,000, $300,000 for each one of these things. What's the cost of a skate spot? How much will it get used? We're not talking about building another skate park or anything like that. And I know there's also a little bit of a sense of, man, y'all got your skate park and now you want more. Well, I think the usage would justify that question because, you know, you're saying, well, how much does it get used versus how much do other things get used? And trying to figure out what do people really want, what will actually get used, and what's a advantage, a quality of life enhancement to the city. 717 on News Radio 92.3. And even as a skater, former skater, I'm not massively on board with this. I want to see what the cost is, but I can see why it makes sense if people are willing to use it. Candy's got traffic on the fives this Labor Day.
All right, and not showing any of these slowdowns or delays in anybody's district right now. Looking at you, Jared. No, just kidding. It's so great that he's a council person. This is great. Taking a look downtown, not showing any problems at all. Again, Palafox, LaRue Street, 14th Avenue, 17th, all clear, not showing any issues. It is Labor Day. It is traffic light, 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. You know, you've got Peden, heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical. They do all of that stuff. And, you know, for example, they've got some things going on right now in September. $1,000 off a water filtration system, which is a pretty nice savings if you're needing to have one installed or want to have one installed. They have 40% off more hot water or 40% more hot water from your existing electric tank. Right now, customers can get 50% off the E-Max Auto Booster T with the install of any 50 or 40-gallon electric water heater system. They've also got this thing, and the reason this makes sense to me is, you know, if there's a storm, you want to make sure that if you've got problems, you're going to get service right away. Because we all know that when everybody's calling, well, you know, depends on right where you are on the list. Well, if you sign up for Peden Smart Care Membership Maintenance Plan, you get your routine maintenance is covered. That's $35 a month, covers all of that. But you get in to enjoy priority scheduling over non-members, a 15% discount on repairs and upgrades, and a 5% discount on major replacements, and you have the after-hours emergency service fees are totally waived. So there's a lot of benefits to being on that service plan from Peden. So if you want to find out more about that or you need any kind of work done in that whole vicinity, heating, air conditioning, electrical, or plumbing, Peden, PEADEN.com.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions today at 9 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's today's strength for life.
Happy Labor Day. The Bible declares that a strong work ethic pleases the Lord. However, working too hard can be a poor stewardship of that which the Lord has entrusted to you. We should be hard workers, but not to the complete neglect of our family or to the neglect of our physical, mental, and spiritual health. During the 19th century, when Labor Day was instituted, many people worked 7 days a week, including children, and the workday was typically 12 hours long. Most Americans endured harsh and unsafe working conditions just to try to earn a living. Labor leaders in the late 1800s suggested a Labor Day to show support for America's laborers. God designed us to work, but He also designed us to know when we need rest. Rejoice in how God designed you, and hopefully get some much-needed rest this Labor Day weekend.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Y'all know me. Know how I earn a living. I'll catch this bird for you, but it ain't gonna be easy. It's bad fish.
Can't you feel them circling, honey? Can't you feel them schooling around? Here we go! Dance to the left, dance to the right. You're the only bit in town. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. We got
no bonus credit for the clip from Quint going into Finn's. Come on! Come on!
Nice.
Bad fish. 7:23 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Guess what I watched over the weekend? I watched Jaws over the weekend.
Okay, isn't that terrifying? That is one of the scariest movies. It's just like, oh, it's about sharks.
And you know, what I was thinking about is, first of all, it's a great movie. It is a really good, scary movie. And what I was thinking is, can you imagine if Steven Spielberg, his first movie was Duel, right? The trucker movie?
Which
is a terrifying movie.
It is terrifying.
It is a horrifying movie. And really, and it's only like 80 minutes long. It's very short. But imagine if Steven Spielberg had stayed in horror as a genre.
Oh, my God.
Instead of, you know, Raiders and E.T. and everything.
Instead of action. Yeah, sure.
Right. What if he'd have stayed in horror as a genre? We would have missed all these great movies. But think of all the awesome horror movies he would have made because he was a great horror director. So Jaws holds up. Can I tell you a movie watched over the weekend that also does not hold up? I must have thought it was okay at the time, but Twister.
Oh, you don't think it does?
Oh, Twister is a terrible movie.
No, it's not.
It is the it is so unbelievable at every single moment. The acting is bad. The writing is bad. The plot is stupid.
Can I swear?
Yeah.
Again?
No. Oh. I'm just...
You're full of beans.
And I wanted to watch it because I was eager. I'm like, Helen Hunt, you know, Bill Pullman. I'm excited. It's going to be, you know...
Yes, they eat breakfast at that lady's house. They're trying to... With Gail and the things.
I'm telling you, it's a terrible...
No, it's not.
You watch it again.
I did.
It's terrible.
I watched it late.
No. Oh, look, let me get you out of this house before the house completely collapses. Whatever.
Okay, I'll give you that.
But
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, okay. No, Philip Seymour Hoffman is fine in it. And, of course, I mean, Helen Hunt. Who can't watch a movie with Helen Hunt? I mean, just... Durr.
I know. But Bill Paxton.
Did I say Bill Pullman? I think I did.
No,
sorry.
I don't know, but...
Yeah. Anyway, so...
My voice is going up because I really loved that movie. All right. It turned into Seinfeld.
All right, Jerry.
I know.
Let's get Steve traffic Taylor. On the fives while you're here.
All right. Roads are fine. Not showing any problems. the end. 437-1620. It is traffic light. Hello, Steve.
Oh, somebody says morning. Twister is awesome. Watch it again.
It is.
The Steve's Taylor in the news with our headlines.
They have this ride at Universal for Twister, yeah. And so I had never seen the movie, and I rode the ride, and it is scary. And then I saw the movie, and it's not bad. You never drove. You never followed tornadoes
and
weather.
I'm just like
the excitement.
The barn or the cellar door rips off their dad because he can hold on to it that good. The beginning is implausible. They're strapped in with the leather to the deep pipes buried in the. Come on, just the whole thing is insane. It's not even big dumb fun. It's just dumb. And well, I liked the movie to begin with.
How did Danny Noonan win the thing at Caddyshack? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's plausible.
Well, let me ask you, what did you think of the tornado in The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, Andrew.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Steve.
Go ahead, Steve.
Well,
I wouldn't say any. Well, but that was all in her imagination anyway, so I don't know what you're complaining about.
No, it wasn't.
Really? What do you think happened to Dorothy?
Well, there was a tornado.
There was a tornado. She got knocked out.
Right,
the end. She wakes up. There's
no.
They didn't actually. The house didn't actually go up in the air. The witch didn't actually fly on her bike.
Didn't you just ruin the movie?
I'm just telling you. You know, come on, Candy. You're gonna battle me. Battle me.
I thought it was a documentary.
Go on, Steve.
Well, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is ousting the country's defense minister. He made the announcement yesterday, citing the need for new approaches as the war with Russia drags on. The removal comes after numerous corruption scandals involving Ukraine's Ministry of Defense. Two tropical storms and a tropical wave are out there in the Atlantic. Tropical Storm Katia formed on Saturday, become the 11th named storm of the season. But basically, this sort of fizzling out, but we're still keeping our eye on them. If you're having a tough time sleeping, well, guess what? Austin, Texas is the best place in America. They get a good night's sleep. And another Texas city isn't far behind. It's a study by U.S. News and World Report. How do they come up with these studies? Ranked cities where conditions are right for the restful sleep, and Austin comes in at number one. Raleigh is second. Fort Worth, Texas, third. San Diego, fourth. Colorado Springs, they round up the top five. But
maybe those Texas towns don't have electricity, so it's nice and quiet.
Yeah, could be.
Answer to your question, by the way, Steve, is when there's enough grant funding available, you will come up with a study.
Oh, yeah, yes, for works. Anything. But basically, you know, here's a solution, though, to, you know, the sleep problem. One of my previous wives had trouble falling asleep and discovered what worked for her. Basically, I'm a fan of documentary films, especially about the Apollo flights to the moon.
Yeah.
Puts her right to sleep.
Well, for you, that's not documentary. That's biography.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you were there.
I was there for Apollo 15's
Steve
launch.
Steve was there. That's so cool. Yeah,
absolutely. All right, Steve.
You start again, and we get somebody on the
there
moon.
There you go. Steve, thanks so much for the update. Hey, if you need to do any kind of home repairs, if you because there's a tornado that nobody believes really happened. Or preparing for a hurricane, which, you know, is not coming, although there is this thing out there in the Pacific right now. We'll talk about that in a minute. But no, if you need to do repair of any kind and you not just want the supplies, which is true, they have them, but you want the advice, which they absolutely have, Pensacola Hardware is just the source of expertise, a great place to go and get your stuff, whatever it is, you know. And when you go there, there's the whole hardware. So, like, there's the main store with all the hardware stuff and safety equipment and all that. And then behind that, there's these enormous warehouses with literally everything that's ever been available in hardware for the last 170 years. And I'm not exaggerating. Since 1851, they've been in business. And then in the very front of the store is all of the, like, Yeti and the, you know, gumbo pots and the, you know, grills and all of that kind of stuff. So it's an amazing place. You need to go right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Hardware, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. Oh, I'm getting all these calls about the Twister. Somebody says, well, you know, Twister was great because, like, the ants or whatever.
Yeah, she makes the breakfast.
Well, but
you
know, but the design of the Dorothy, it's kind of a throwback.
The Dorothy
design came from the chimes that they saw on the. Okay, you have to, first of all, how do you have to park for the eye of the tornado to pick up these things? That's a dumb idea. And second of all, what is it going to teach you about the formation of these tornadoes just because you put it in after the thing already exists? Yeah, I don't buy this premise. Although somebody did
text. They were working on it and it was years ago. God, dude.
Are you, okay, you ready for this joke? Boy, it kind of feels like I'm killing somebody's sacred cow. Steve got the joke. No? Because the cow scene, when the cow's flying around.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, and they're driving through the exploding tanker truck. Come on now. Come on!
You're okay with Die Hard, though, the whole way through?
100% realistic. pure historical narrative of what actually happened at Nakatomi Plaza.
That's accurate. Yeah. somebody. You should read this. Helen Hunt in a wet white t-shirt. Shut up, Andrew.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
Not disagreeing with you at all. Every Helen Hunt scene is fine by me. Every Helen Hunt scene is totally fine by me. Somebody says, I see Andrew woke up this morning and chose war.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. About 70,000 people remain stranded this hour in the Black Rock Desert in Nevada at the Burning Man Festival. Dirt roads transformed into mud. This woman went to the festival.
Got trapped in the mud and everything was shut down and getting out was a nightmare.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez with a message from the organizers.
Quote, the gate and airport in and out of Black Rock City remain closed. No driving is permitted except emergency vehicles. If you are in BRC, conserve food and water and shelter in a warm space.
One death is being investigated. The annual burning of a man-like figure did not happen Sunday night as had been planned. And President Biden leaves Rehoboth Beach, Delaware for Philadelphia later this morning for a Labor Day speech that is coming up at 9:20 a.m. Eastern. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31, 76 degrees, mostly clear in Pensacola. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Well, multiple rescue crew members responded to a water rescue on Pensacola Beach on Saturday morning. Escambia County officials say Pensacola Beach lifeguards, Escambia County Fire Rescue, and Emergency Medical Services responded to the call about 11:25 a.m. According to officials, the incident involved one youth patient who was transported to a local hospital by EMS. Channel 3 spoke with witnesses who said the female child went under the water and had a seizure before being pulled out. The child was also awake and alert before she was taken to the hospital. Escambia County Public Safety Director, Chief, Dave Greenwood, had this advice for the beachgoers.
You have to exercise caution. You know, the Gulf of Mexico is an open body of water. You've got waves and you've got currents that move and push you around. And if you're not really a good, weaker non-swimmers, are encouraged not to go in the Gulf when we have conditions like it is today.
Officials say yellow flags were flying on Pensacola Beach during the incident, and at this time, no further details have been released. A female pedestrian was hit and killed by a vehicle early Saturday morning in Escambia County. That's according to the Florida Highway Patrol. Troopers say the woman was walking in the middle of North W Street and Lakeview Avenue about 4 a.m. while it was raining when the crash took place. FHP says the woman was not wearing any reflective or safety gear, and the driver of the vehicle failed to see her in the roadway. The driver then struck and killed her. Then, while the Florida Highway Patrol Dodge Challenger with the emergency lights on was stopped at the crash scene, a Pensacola man driving an SUV crashed into the patrol vehicle. FHP says the trooper was outside of the vehicle investigating the fatal crash at the time and sustained no injuries. Troopers say no other injuries were reported in those crashes. The woman has not been identified at this time. Numbers from Escambia County show an increase in the amount of cars coming to Pensacola Beach compared to last year, but that is not necessarily translating into more tourism dollars. Some businesses say it hasn't felt as busy as past summers. The data shows more cars have traveled to Pensacola Beach this summer compared to last, and merchants are hoping for good weather this Labor Day weekend, at least today, to bring in more people. Florida officials say the lights could come back on in the Sunshine State area that was hit by Hurricane Idalia, and that storm, of course, left thousands in the dark. Trey Thomas reports.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says fewer than 40,000 customers are still without power just 4 days after Hurricane Idalia made landfall.
And that puts us down to about 39,000 throughout the entire state of Florida that does not have power at this point.
Speaking in Yankeetown Sunday, DeSantis said remaining homes and businesses could be back online by midweek. I'm Trey Thomas.
And right now, let's check the forecast for Labor Day from Channel 3.
Happy Monday. Labor Day forecast finally drying out for a change across the area as we go through our Monday afternoon. We have highs also near 90 degrees. We'll still be a little bit rough at times along the coastline. If you do head down to the beach, we'll see yellow flags fly at most area beaches for some rip current risk. Be mindful of that. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
And right now, let's check in with Candy Cullison for traffic on the 5.
All right. Not showing anything, which is great. I love the holiday light. This is my favorite thing about holidays is fewer people on the road, so you don't see any accidents or anything. And it does. It looks great. Taking a look through the beach, for example, which I bet a lot of people will be at today, being that holiday, and it looks just clear all the way through. And again, 3 mile General Chappie James Bridge, same bridge. It's fine. 98 not showing any delays at all. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Yeah. Now it's 76 in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton at 735. Next news is 8, breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. If you've got a big chunk of debt, you have plenty of company. According to a Northwestern Mutual survey, those of us who carry personal debt owe, on average, $21,800, and that does not count mortgages. 35% of those who have personal debt say they're carrying close to or at their highest level of debt ever. The primary source of personal debt, credit card debt, accounting for more than double any other single source of personal debt. The most expensive place to live in the U.S., New York City's Manhattan borough. The cost of living there more than double the national average, according to researchers. Manhattan's cost of living is 24% more than that of the second most expensive urban area in the U.S., Honolulu, and 31% higher than number three, San Francisco. The next three most expensive urban areas are New York's Brooklyn borough, Orange County, California, and Los Angeles. The markets are closed for the holiday. That's Your Money Now.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
It's a celebration. Join us for the Impact 100 20th Anniversary Celebration on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. This event is a celebration to honor two decades of empowering women and transforming lives in our community. Presented by Kia Autosport and Sandy Sansing Dealerships. Limited tickets are available, so visit impact100pensacola.org to buy your ticket today.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, life on the farm, I kinda laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. She thinks my tractor sexy.
It is our monthly update with our good friend and local farmer, Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Ryan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you. Good morning. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing well. You sound a little nasally. Are you feeling okay?
Oh, I'm going to live, probably. It's probably all the dust.
I'm probably going to live. All the dust. Oh, speaking of that, Channel 3 had done a story maybe a week or two ago about how the heat was really bad for the local farming situation, the kind of the drought conditions. And, you know, I know on the one hand, like cotton needs all of the heat. We've talked about the heat units many times, but I'm worried about like your peanuts and your corn and stuff like that. So how is the heat affecting y'all?
Well, it's affecting me pretty bad, and it's affecting my crops for sure. But no, you know, last time we talked about the heat, and you know, we talked, like you said, the heat units and such. But since we've talked last time, even though you know you might have gotten a little thunderstorm sometime along at your house in the last month or so, in our area there's been very, very little rain, and unfortunately, I've got to report that, you know, it looks like our crops have taken a substantial hit this year. our yields are going to be down drastically. All the heat and the dry weather, what happens, you know, this plant's made to stay alive and produce fruit, whether it's cotton or peanuts or whatever. And so as the plant begins stressing, if it gets to a certain point, it's going to try to protect whatever fruit is on there and quit putting on more.
Okay.
So that's what's happened, you know. Basically, the peanuts and cotton both, you know, they put on there was a lot of rain earlier in the season. So to begin with, it looked like we were going to have a really, really good crop. And then as the rain quit and the high temperatures and such hit it as well, it started throwing off fruit that wasn't mature that was on there. So, you know, usually there's constantly fruit being put on these plants until harvest season. A lot of the immature fruit has now been thrown off. So there's basically just one small crop that's left on these plants. And you know, a lot of these plants, you could ride down the road and see a field that just looks dead, just like your grass in the yard does if you don't have irrigation on it. And when that happens, you know, if it's like that for more than just a few days, and it's been like that for a few weeks now, you're really taking a hit. So I estimate that our yields may be down, be as much as cut in half this year.
Ugh.
And we've talked before with the high input prices that we have now. You know, you basically have to hit a home run every year just to break even. So, unfortunately, I think we're going to take a pretty big hit this year.
Now, I just to make sure I'm hearing you properly, are you telling me, I mean, I understand that about the peanuts and corn, but you're telling me that even the cotton is in that same situation where it's going to be significantly under just because of the heat and drought conditions?
Yes, it's significant. This is one of those years that I anticipate this is going to be one of those that you'll be telling your grandkids about. Remember back in 23 when it didn't rain all summer? That's going to be one of those deals, you know, that's going to take people. You know, an event like this can take you 10 years or longer to pay out of.
Oh, wow. Wow. Now, yeah, I know you and I have talked. Yeah, my goodness. Many times you and I have talked about how, for example, this is a very wet area. It's one of the wettest areas in the country. And as a result, you don't have an irrigation system. You don't have, you know, you go in the Midwest and you see all of the, you know, the giant water spreaders that, you know, travel around and create irrigation for the crops and even, you know, ground-based irrigation. Like, you just don't have any of that because it's never like this, right?
Correct. It's, you know, 1 out of 10 years or so you'll have a pretty dry year, and don't get me wrong, there's some little scattered pockets here or there that have gotten rain that'll be maybe an average year if that, but for the most part, you know, I would say probably at least 2/3 to 3/4 of our county here is in what I would say is extreme drought. I know the other people that really do that for a living, they would say something different, but the way it's affected our crops, I would say about 3/4 probably of our county is going to be in a really, really severe situation this year with their harvest, with their yields.
So what does that do to, I mean, you said it'd be 10 years climbing out of this hole financially. What does that do to the always problem of, you know, people who don't want to do this or kids who are not growing up to do this, you know, that the, you know, you got to replace your crops every year, but you got to replace your farmers every generation. And, you know, what does this kind of an incident do for that?
Well, I don't know that. It will call out some people, for lack of a better term. You know, some people might not be able to survive this, you know, because we've had some, I think back to 20 is when Sally came, and that really hurt us. Between Sally and then the wet weather that just stayed with us after Sally, you know, for about a month, it basically ruined our crops, what we had made that year. And we haven't had a really good year in quite a while. So everybody's pretty much burned through all their spending money or money that they've put up from good crops in years before. But getting back to your question, every farmer that's out there knows this is part of it. It could be a hurricane. It could be a drought. It could be the commodity prices. It can be so many different things that are out of your control. And like we've talked about before, we're now at the time where we've got the maximum input in this crop. If this drought had started at the beginning of the season, we wouldn't have put so much money into this crop. But, you know, early on, this crop looked really good. So if it needed something, you gave it to it.
Yeah.
Whatever it cost, you know. And so now we're at our maximum input and basically finding out it's, you know, even if it did start raining now, it would basically be too late to turn things. It could help things a little bit, but it'd be too late to turn things around.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, is if rain at this point would be helpful, and it sounds like it's kind of too far gone. It would save it a little bit, but not substantially. Hey, Ryan, we're talking to Ryan Jenkins. He's the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Ryan, hang on for just a second. Let's get Candy in here with a quick traffic on the fives.
Yeah, taking a look in Jay. Not showing any problems there. Four, of course, is clear. Never an issue, it seems. But sometimes, you know, 29, great, all the way down to the split at Pace Palafox. Not showing any issues there either. Traffic tips, 437-1620. Getting very traffic light today because it's holiday. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's Labor Day. All get to take holidays off, though, right? When you're farming, you don't have to do anything on the holidays.
Yeah, every day is a holiday here.
See, I told you.
We barely work at all.
Well, right. You program the spreader and you put in you put in the codes and you just let it do its thing and then you pick it up 4 months later for harvest season. It's, you know, it's easy being
a
farmer.
Exactly.
hey, I you know, not to dwell on this negative, but man, this is like. For most of us, you know, we don't think about this too often, but then, you know, for about 8 minutes here on a Monday, you know, the world is collapsing for our local farmers. And I mean, you know, we don't talk too much about it, but farming is stressful. It's difficult. There's mental health issues connected with this. You know, even, you know, there can be depression connected with this. And, you know, you're always faced with things that are outside of your control. You're always faced with, my God, there's nothing I can do about this, and even what I can do isn't going to matter all that much. How do people handle, like, a year like this?
It's tough, and it's interesting that you bring that up, but it's tough. You know, mental health, farming's kind of a tough deal, right? I mean, you deal with a bunch of good old country boys, country boy can survive mentality, and for the most part, that's true. But when things are so out of your control, it is extremely, extremely stressful. You know, like we've talked about the weather, we can do every single thing to the best of our ability possible. And then the weather turn out too wet or too dry or too hot or too cold or a hurricane or whatever. And it's completely out of your control. And it's very stressful. And we've talked about the extreme amounts of money that it takes to produce a crop every year. There's no room for error. And that, I wouldn't call that an error, but it is in this instance. There's no room for any hiccups. And the next thing you know, you don't have money. You're going to lose your farm. You don't have money to pay any of your bills. And I'm not talking about your small everyday bills. I'm talking about repaying millions of dollars every year that you've put into this crop to try to get it to grow. So it's very stressful, and then actually in the last probably 3 to 4 years in the agricultural circle, mental health has been talked about a lot. For everyone's reference, the suicide rate among farmers is about 3.5 times higher than it is for your general population.
Oh,
so
wow.
Just that in itself shows you how stressful farming is, and that most farmers – they feel like they should be able to handle that. They feel like, hey, I got myself into this. I'm going to get myself out of it. Things snowball. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to get help. And the next thing you know, there's been a suicide. So that's something that's really being talked about more now and trying to get people to open up about it and give them avenues to get help and things like that. But I do think that in this instance this year in our area, that's something that's you're going to be needing to check on your neighbors a bunch. It's going to be one of those kind of years.
Yeah. Wow. So, you know, you go to church with folks, you see folks at the store maybe, but, you know, ask and listen and offer to help and just be there and be a neighbor, I guess, this year, right?
Yeah, or just realize, man, and that goes with anybody. You never know what somebody else is dealing with behind closed doors. Just,
yeah, that's true.
Just be good to them. Just check on them and be genuine about it. How are things going? What can I do to help? You know, those type of things. So yes, it's a very big deal, and I feel like we're going to, you know, there's going to be some mental health problems this year. Just strictly from the financial impacts that people are going to feel in our area.
And I know, look, I know you're a man of faith, and, you know, I don't even have to ask. I know that's a big part of how you deal with it, but and I know a lot of farmers are too, but I can barely imagine trying to struggle through it with that. I can't imagine the people that are trying to struggle through it without that to lean on, and man.
Isn't that the truth? If I didn't have God, I wouldn't be talking to you today. I'd be the biggest loser there is, so... He's powerful, and he takes care of us, and we've been in so many situations like this over the years where you just almost feel like there's no light at the end of the tunnel or no way out. He always provides a way. So for that, I mean, you know, we can't be more blessed than what we are.
Well, I appreciate that, Ryan, and we will be praying for you. You know, I don't know what the solution looks like or what intervention could take place, but man, it's a very sobering report today. And you know, I hate to have to be the sort of the bearer of all of that news for folks, but I hate to have it happening to you and to your fellow farmers as well, because that's God, it's just awful to imagine. We always kind of end with a farm fact. Do you have one for us this week, Ryan?
Yeah, we didn't get into the corn too much. I was going to talk a little bit about it, but
is your corn coming in? Are you harvesting? Where are you at?
We're about 2/3 of the way done with harvest. One quick thing, we had our variety trials the other day, and it's just so interesting that the only difference in the field, we had 12 different varieties, and the only difference was the type of seed or the hybrid that we used in each of those varieties. There was a 64 bushel difference in just which variety you picked.
Huh.
So the research we do helps us all in our local area to hone in on what we need to make the best crop possible. So we're all making a difference slowly but surely.
Yeah, and you know, it's something you and I have never talked much about, but you know, if you look back at the number of people who were farming at the turn of the 1900s and the number of people in the country, and then you think about how many more people we have in the country today and how many fewer farmers we have because of things like, you know, agricultural science, crop yields, and, you know, more efficient ways of farming. And I mean, technology across the board has, you know, made it dramatically different. Ryan Jenkins, he is the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Please keep him in your prayers. Keep all of your fellow farmers in your prayers. And if you know one, talk to him, check in on him, just tell him you love him and you're thinking about him. Ryan, thanks for what you do. Thanks for clothing and feeding my kids and for helping us understand what life on the farm is like, man. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having us, and I hope everybody has a great week.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. 7:53 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Quick, name two things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to The Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing Jackson's cooking class, Atlas beverage class, Jackson's open for lunch, Atlas Oyster House, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all this Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Barbarella! Barbarella! Squalls out on the Gulf Stream. Big storm's coming soon. Passed out in my hammock. Gotta sleep till way past noon. Stood up and tried to focus. I hoped I wouldn't have to move far. Sure could use a Bloody Mary. So I stumbled over to Louie's backyard, and now I must confess.
Oh, man. 7:56 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. It's hard to hear all of that from Ryan, especially because, you know, Ryan is always a very happy fellow. He's a very faith-filled man. He's, you know, there's always a kind of a wry joviality to even when he's giving us bad news, and I could still hear it a little bit, you know. It's still there. It's not that he's a different person, but God, these circumstances with the farmers. I did not know how bad it was. I did not know it was that bad. So, man, just please be keeping those folks in your prayers. Candy's got traffic on the fives on this Labor Day.
This is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey and Andrew McKay recommend. They're behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. As we take a look around, as I mentioned, Jay doing just fine. Taking a look up there at 429. That's all clear.
I-4 is clear?
I-4 is clear.
You sure?
Yes.
All directions? There east and west?
It usually is, but sometimes there is an accident. It'll tie that whole area up because it's on that one road. Good news is, though, we're not showing any slowdowns. Softly, Mobile, Beverly, same road. I'm not showing any slowdowns here either. If you see an accident or a slowdown, of course, text in your traffic tips, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I think one of my favorite things about Jay, it's a goofy little thing, but there's one of the buildings there next to the, I think it's next to the Masonic Lodge. It's got that cool mural on the side. Mm-hmm. Like the next building over is like a not exist anymore building, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like a ruins sort of, and it's got a brick wall up there, and somebody had spray painted on the brick wall antique brick storage.
That's pretty neat.
That's great.
I love Jay.
Oh, man. Hey, if you're thinking about the one you've got right now and you got to maintain it, especially if it's a BMW, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Genesis, an Audi, a Jaguar, a Lexus, you might think you've got to spend extra money to take care of that extra costly vehicle. No, you don't have to take it to the dealership. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They take care of you. They work on those kind of cars all the time. No problem. And your domestics. I know we talk about the imports so much, but they work on your domestics. They work on your diesel engines, your trucks. Not everybody likes to work on those. They work on them. They're great when they run. They're not great when they don't run. And they will work on those too. CarClinicService.com is the website, like a car care clinic for, you know, like a healthcare clinic for your car. Bring it to them healthy so you don't have to bring it to them broken. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. Steve Taylor's in the newsroom with our headlines. Steve?
Well, the fire that ravaged Maui, which devastated the historic town of Lahaina, killing at least 115 people, is finally fully contained after nearly a month. The final total is estimated at 2,170 acres of land burned. And you know, the holiday weekend's wrapping up for many Americans. It's time to hit the road amid the punishing heat wave impacting about two-thirds of the country. But according to analysts, the worst time to get behind the wheel today is between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. So don't drive until after 7 p.m. tonight. That's what they advise.
Cool.
Those are your headlines.
Yeah, great. Thanks so much.
Good thing we're done at 9.
Yeah, right. 7:59 here on News Radio 92.3. I have tickets to give away. Would you like to go see FSU versus Southern Miss? Call now, caller number one. So you got to pay attention in the times when you don't think it's happening. 437-1620. Another
local
pair of tickets.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
morning. I'm Steve Taylor, and here's what's happening. Drivers could soon see some changes to that new roundabout on Perdido Key Drive that people are complaining about. That story and more after Fox News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Traffic at a standstill, CJ Papa, Fox News.
It's just a lot of vehicles trying to move, trying to get back into town here.
Pyramid Police Department Officer Brian Boren described the situation in their town just south of that the flooded site of the Burning Man Festival in Nevada. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more.
Burning Man event organizers say they expect a lot of people who were stranded there by rain over the weekend to leave today, even before tonight's burning of a wooden man-like figure that marks the culmination of the nine-day event. It was initially supposed to happen on Saturday and has been postponed twice. More than half an inch to an inch of rain fell on the festival site in the Nevada desert on Friday, followed by more on Saturday and Sunday, causing organizers to close roads to vehicles after a death was reported.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers reporting. The White House says President Biden has been monitoring this situation. Many want to know why President Biden has not gone to East Palestine, Ohio, the site of that toxic train derailment earlier this year.
I haven't had the occasion to go to East Palestine. There's a lot going on here, and I just haven't been able to break. I was thinking whether I'd go to East Palestine this week, but I then was reminded I've got to go literally around the world. I'm going from Washington to India to Vietnam.
Officials point out that nobody died in East Palestine, unlike in Maui, where the death toll was over 100. There was one recorded fatality associated with Hurricane Idalia, but it was not on the coast. It was a motor vehicle accident inland.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reporting. President Biden honoring the American worker on this Labor Day during a speech later this morning. It's also one of 11 bank holidays. No trading at both the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ. Millions are traveling by road, train, and the skies, which are friendly at this hour with very few cancellations within, into, or out of the United States.